It's Weekend Edition on WNYC. I'm David First. Two altercations on different ends of the state have reignited the debate over New York's criminal justice reforms. And it has aligned Republican gubernatorial candidate Lee Zeldin with New York City's Democratic Mayor Eric Adams, at least on this issue. Joining us to discuss the week in politics is WNYC's Albany reporter John Campbell. Hey, John.
Hey, David.
It seems like the topic of the state's bail laws keeps coming up on the campaign trail. Remind us of what these laws do and why lawmakers passed them in the first place.
Sure. In 2019, Democrats in the state legislature passed a series of criminal justice reforms, and that includes major changes to the cash bail system. Basically, when a judge sets bail, a defendant has to put up cash or bond in order to be freed before their trial, and it's supposed to be a way to make sure that they show up in court. You make your court dates, you get your money back. But what the 2019 reforms did was make it so judges can't impose bail in most of those misdemeanor and nonviolent felony cases. The idea is that these defendants haven't been convicted of anything, and if somebody sits in jail just because they can't afford bail, you're basically criminalizing poverty. But Republicans and even some more moderate Democrats have really latched on to these laws as a campaign issue. That includes Zeldin, and particularly there, it comes as there is a concern about rising crime, and that's what we saw on the campaign trail this week.
On the campaign trail, Lee Zeldin was in suburban Rochester when a man crashed his campaign event and dragged him to the ground. And now Zeldin is using that to make the case against the bail laws. Why is that?
It's because the person who rushed the stage was briefly released from jail, at least until the feds got involved. A 43-year-old man by the name of David Jacobonis was arrested the night of the incident. He was holding a pointed self-defense keychain as he crashed the stage, and he briefly tussled with Lee Zeldin. But he was only charged with attempted assault, which isn't eligible for bail. So he was released on his own recognizance that night. Now, Zeldin's critics are all pretty skeptical of how this all played out. The Monroe County District Attorney is a supporter of his, and she was actually at the event that night. Her office could have charged Jacobonis with a stronger offense that could have kept him in jail, but didn't. And the very next day, federal prosecutors got involved. Zeldin is a sitting congressman from Long Island, and the feds charged Jacobonis with assaulting a congressman with a deadly weapon. Now he's in prison and waiting for a judge to decide on his release.
Mayor Adams has been a vocal critic of the state's criminal justice reforms too, and on Tuesday, he called on state lawmakers to return to Albany and make some changes. Why was the mayor speaking out?
So the mayor's call for a special session, it came in response to a different incident on the different end of the state in East Harlem. There was this viral video of a violent brawl between police officers and two teenagers at a subway station at 125th and Lexington. And Adams says one of the teens was recently involved in a robbery and had been set free prior to the fight. So the mayor called on Albany lawmakers to get back to the Capitol to take action.
I believe that Albany should consider coming and revisiting some of the violence we're seeing of repeated offenders.
Now, the Democrats who control the legislature, they say that's not happening. And Governor Kathy Hochul, she pointed out that she and lawmakers already approved some changes in April that make it easier to hold these alleged repeat offenders on bail.
Everybody talks about repeat offenders, but our changes now cover repeat offenders for property crimes, theft, etc., under the bail laws.
Now, Lee Zeldin is a Republican, Mayor Adams is a Democrat, but they're both on board with a special session to roll back the bail reforms, right?
That's correct. In fact, Lee Zeldin actually held an entire news conference on Thursday about that. The entire point of it was to highlight his alignment with the mayor as he tries to appeal to New York City voters.
We have to make the city safe again, and the way that we get that done is working in bipartisan fashion to make sure that we are backing our law enforcement again.
Now, Zeldin did acknowledge that his support of Adams' push for a special session that likely would make the mayor uncomfortable, and he was right. The mayor wasn't having it. He's already endorsed Governor Hochul for a full term, And he suggested Zeldin wasn't really committed to public safety because he doesn't support stronger gun control measures.
Okay, but is this going to continue to be a major campaign issue as we get closer to November?
I don't think there's any doubt about it. Lee Zeldin is really going to make bail reform and crime the centerpiece of his campaign. He already has to this point, and really this incident has kind of given him a boost in that regard. But Democrats say he's using it to his political advantage. They say that there is no clear tie between the spike in crime and these bail reform laws, and they say that it's actually made the justice system fairer. So that'll be the debate that we see in the coming months.
WNYC's Albany reporter John Campbell, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure.